You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Flurries of fun await this winter in Indiana. Feel the rush of the Midwest's only refrigerated toboggan run. Ski down snow-covered slopes and marvel at frozen waterfalls on a winter hike. When it's time to unwind, from outdoor fun to indoor escapes, your perfect winter getaway starts in Indiana. Plan your trip today at inindiana.com/winter.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Pat Boldy skates onto it in the corner. Centering pass, Kachuk, check from behind, tries a back shot, score!
USA rolls over Finland in the four nations face-off, numeral four. If accuracy is important to you. Just got my first share of Emeka Egbuka in fantasy for 2025. See on your radar, Ohio State receiver.
Sure.
At 30, if they got him, you'd be happy?
I don't want to put my name on that right now.
I'd be very happy. Use mine.
I don't want to do that either.
Put my name on it.
I'm my own man, damn it.
Emeka Egbuka.
You're practicing?
I'm not doing that well. I'm practicing, and I'm struggling. On the line now is the host of Bet Sweats, Odyssey Sports Betting Insider, Sam Panayotovich. I can say that. Insider calls are presented by BetMGM. Go check out the latest lines today on the BetMGM app, and be sure to catch Bet Sweats live 9 to noon on the newly rebranded BetMGM network here on the Odyssey app. Hi, Sam.
Happy Valentine's Day, boys. By the way, Mike, I believe the G is silent. I believe it's Egbuka.
Okay, I was doing worse than I thought. Good. That should make it easier. That should make it easier. All right, thank you, Sam. Mm-hmm.
All right, Sam. So give us a lowdown on this Vinnie Bamboots character who gave us this horse tip in Tampa last Saturday that we all lost $20 on. Or, well, I don't want to speak for everyone. Oh, Mike's going thumbs up. Okay, I lost $20 on. What happened?
I didn't watch it, but the guy who sent me the tip goes, he pulled up, my bad. So apparently he got hurt in the race.
That's so
and
bad.
I wanted to say, do you know how many people I texted that tip to? You're making me look bad. Now I'm going to get beat up in Buffalo again.
He pulled up, my bad.
Can happen to anyone.
That's how it goes sometimes. That's right. Best laid
plans.
That's
the problem with the horses, though. I mean, that guy will send me, he'll send me a 7-1 that'll hit, but then he'll send me 10 of them that lose, and it's not even close. But that's what I get.
Well, that's more reliable than my Tage Thompson hat trick bet, it sounds like, actually. So, I don't know, maybe you can stay ahead of that.
It is an interesting thing. I guess, you know, you're already broadcasting your opinions when it comes to gambling, so this is an extension of that. But telling your friends, you know, I would do this because, and this, there's nothing bad about that, of course. The friend is then in a spot where, okay, well, I have a better chance. We talked about it on Monday. I have a better chance of winning a bet, a horse bet from somebody who's connected than I do from winning any given NFL bet, I think, you know, even if it is 6-1 or 7-1. So I want to do it, but those odds, you know, you're not going to be right most of the time. And I don't know, like there are certain personal, interpersonal dynamics in play when, you know, you're texting your buddies. This is what I would do in this game because, you know, you kind of really need to be right.
If I were to tell you, not that it was this person, but if I were to tell you that it was Eddie Olczyk who gave me the horse, does that make you feel better, Bulldog?
That could be a question for me, too.
Actually, quick follow-up. Do you still want to be on the list, yes or no? Let me know.
I do.
Yes.
I do.
Yes. I didn't, whatever. I'm hardly the least bit upset about it. But
I'm upset that I have a new app called DK Horse that I really didn't need that. But I like saying DK Horse.
Yeah. I like being included. That's all. You know, I just, you know, it felt like we've reached a different level in our relationship that you reached out to me and us with that action. So I welcomed it, and I would welcome it
in the
future.
We'll get one. We're due.
We will get one. Are you into the hockey tournament at all?
Yeah, I can't wait. Mar, heard you guys talking off the top about the games and about the Tkachuk line, which is so fun to watch when those guys are out there together. Actually, I saw somebody on X last night say the name of the line. You know, they nickname these lines all the time. I heard Eichel Tower with the Tkachuks, and I laughed out loud. I think that's very funny. But I can't wait to watch Canada USA tomorrow. And I'll tell you what, I mean, looking at the market right now, it is a glorified coin flip. It's -110 Canada, -110 USA, total 6.5. The books are saying, we don't know, just come on in and bet it. So they're saying in Vegas that this is a coin flip, which I'll tell you what, it's a good sign for the red, white, and blue boys.
I suppose. That would make sense. Well, that is tomorrow night at 8. And futures, you happen to know the tournament overall? Is it similarly equal at the top?
Look, I have lines on the rats in my alley after the show. I got lines on whatever you need.
You always
USA
know.
favored USA right now.
I think that's how the tournament began. It could have changed because they blew out Finland and Canada needed overtime to win their game on Wednesday night over Sweden, but I doubt it. I think it was very close, but I think the USA was in a better spot, according to the books, going into the thing. So
there it is. Sam, we can sort of close the book on the NFL season. We finally saw Kansas City get theirs. I think I read that the sports books had made a killing this year.
Chiefs going down in the Super Bowl, though, was a nice coup for the house. To your point, though, Mike, the books definitely had a tough season, compared to previous seasons, like in totality, from week one through the playoffs. The public did pretty well, but the public gave a lot of that back on Sunday when everybody was moving people out of the way to be a part of the three-peat. I see the number in Vegas, too. The most Vegas has ever made, actually the most Nevada has ever made on a Super Bowl, $22 million they cleared on Sunday. That's all because the Chiefs went down. So it was nice to see, I shouldn't say it was nice to see the house win, but I usually bet on the side of the house. So it was nice for me. Like when the public wins, I lose,
Evan,
if we're being totally honest.
Evan Abrams, who's always got some great stats, had one today. From week 6 on in the NFL, favorites of 3.5 or more went straight up 113-20. Like that seems maybe insane.
That doesn't even sound real. I believe Evan Abrams. We exchange a lot of stuff together. That's insane. And you know what a lot of people do, and if you had a good run with this, congrats, good for you. A lot of people just took 3 or 4 of those favorites and just parlayed them together on the money line. That was the very, very telling part of the season when you would look up every Sunday and most of the favorites would have won and covered, money line and spread. And then I would text the guys in Vegas, a couple guys at different places, and go, what do we need tonight? And they go, we need the dog to win outright. And it almost never happened. I mean, think about all those blowouts on Sunday and Monday night. I mean, there weren't that many games. The only one that comes to mind is when Aaron Rodgers and the Jets had Devontae Adams for the first time. And I think that was a Sunday night, and the Jets got pounded by the Steelers. But the favorites basically carried the mail all season, and that's a staggering number. What is that, 113-20 straight up?
Yeah, he tweeted it. You'll find it. Favorites of 3.5 or more from week 6 on. So that was the way to go this year.
Right. Well, look, everybody loves to win, but the I won stories aren't usually as good as the bad.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Yeah, sure thing.
Hey, you sold that car yet?
Yeah, sold it to Carvana.
Oh, I thought you were selling to that guy.
The guy who wanted to pay me in foreign currency, no interest over 36 months? Yeah, no. Carvana gave me an offer in minutes, picked it up, and paid me on the spot. It was so convenient.
Just like that.
Yeah.
No hassle.
None.
That is super convenient.
Sell your car to Carvana and swap hassle for convenience. Pickup fees may apply.
Ah, can't you see it? A sparkling roadside EV quick charge power facility. It's chargers, control panels, and switchgear powering a renewable energy tomorrow that's squeaky clean. We know that unless you have the right supplier, that world might just be a fantasy. But here at Graybar, with years of renewables experience, we live in that world. Get in touch to see for yourself.
We're now ready to depart.
Book your visit at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
Beat stories. How many horror stories did you hear about a Jahan Dotson first touchdown score?
I had a buddy who had him 90-1 to score the first one. 90-1. And he bet $100. That's $9,000, Bulldog. That's about as bad as it gets. And the worst part is he scores the touchdown. They call it a touchdown, and then they go to commercial. And then you come back from commercial, and they're like, wait a minute, we're at the monitor, and the ref's under the cave and looking at the play.
Yeah.
And, you know, then they go, actually, he's short. And then you know what they're doing from there. They're doing the, you know, right. The brotherly shove at the one. Not only did it affect Dotson, but think about this. The prop in every Super Bowl for shortest touchdown is 1.5 yards. And
well,
people
over.
Usually bet the under. They usually bet under 1.5. So not only did it swing the Dotson money, but it swung all those bets that came in under 1.5 on the shortest touchdown, because that was a 1 yard plunge. But I feel my buddy Sean Green had a 90-1 slip at $100 to win $9,000, and he's still getting over it today.
Right.
I believe bet. It.
Yep.
Not even a week. Sam, are you doing anything for next year? Futures? Nick Costos tweeted, who's your Super Bowl bet? And I said, Green Bay, 20-1. He's like, that's mine. I think that's a team. I mean, great division, a lot to like there, and the price is good. Do you have a couple of your own favorites?
I circled a couple teams. One of them is the Chargers, 25-1. I think Harbaugh is going to have a full offseason to get his guys in there. Remember, they were playing basically without anybody at wide receiver. I think they're going to be aggressive, not only in the draft, but maybe in the free agent market or the trade market. They have the quarterback. They clearly have the offensive line, which is how Harbaugh always builds his teams wherever he's at, college or pro. And I think defensively they were very solid last year. They were top 10 in most metrics. So I like that number at 25-1. And then I'm curious, I didn't bet this team, but I'm flummoxed by what to do and how to perceive Minnesota at 35-1, because they have all the talent they need on both sides of the ball. I just don't know if I want to put my money on a team with a rookie quarterback to win a Super Bowl. So that was the only bet I've made so far. Chargers at 25. And, of course, you know, the big four are going to be the big four until further notice. Eagles, Ravens, Bills, Chiefs, those teams all around 7-1. But I think the Chargers are very, very interesting. That could be a team that starts like 7-2 next year, and then that 25-1 goes long gone, you know, midway through the season.
Perish the thought here locally, but I wonder if it's a year where you might want to try to, well, you're doing it right here with LA, to try to find a dark horse in the AFC. I mean, Kansas City comes out of that game, and wow, they're super old now, and like maybe this just doesn't continue to hum. They had a trying year for a team that won so many games. The Bills were talking about their roster, like how many good players, what needs to happen. Your defense kind of almost fell apart. Then you have the Ravens, who it's their brand now, falling short. Maybe it's the right time for, because, you know, we've had the Kansas City inevitable conversation for so long. They didn't seem so inevitable Sunday, so maybe an idea like that is on time.
Yeah, I think it's an interesting conversation. Of course, we are almost 365 days away from the Super Bowl, and that has to be understood. But I did laugh. I watched a lot of TV Monday and Tuesday, and the narrative on all these national shows, not that I love watching them, but I want to know what's on. I don't actually listen. I just watch and see what the graphics say. And I couldn't believe the narrative Monday. It was like, are the Chiefs cooked? Is their legacy ruined? I'm like, the Eagles played like the 85 Bears, and we're talking about if the Chiefs are cooked or not. I don't remember a team winning a Super Bowl that dominantly, and we're not talking about the team that won. We're talking about the team that lost. But I guess that's the climate we live in terms of hot takery.
Yeah, that's just, I think, sign of the times, right? Especially if a team is as famous as the Chiefs are trying to make history. Like, it's going to be all about, you know, are they now on the rocks, and how do they get off the rocks? Do we need to send out an SOS and all that kind of crap is usually...
It's really dumb, though. Guys, it's so dumb. The Eagles held the Chiefs to 14 yards in the first half, and the Chiefs didn't cross midfield until the end of the third quarter. And it's like, coming up next on the Herd, is Patrick Mahomes a bum? And you're like, what are we doing here? I don't know. That's not me, but I guess I understand it because people hate watch it.
College basketball, we've got the NBA All-Star Game this weekend. You and I have chatted a little bit about the college scene this year. A couple of thoughts for either for our listeners.
Sure. I will bet because the lines aren't up yet for tomorrow at a lot of places, but I think Michigan State, they're coming in a little bit low organically and aesthetically. I don't think anybody wants to bet them because they've lost 3 out of 4, but I will be betting them tomorrow at Illinois. I think they're going to be about a 3.5-point dog. I like Alabama tomorrow. They're at home against Auburn. Auburn's number one. I think Auburn's going to go down. Alabama's really, really good at home, and they play that tempo that makes it difficult. And you know, I don't know that you want to tail me on this one, Mike, but I like this MVP of the All-Star Game market because you have really good players at like 10, 15 to 1. Anthony Edwards is 12 to 1 to win the MVP. I don't think that's the worst idea. You have some really, really good players at big numbers, and I think that's a fun market to be a part of.
Is there anything looking ahead here? I know we're still a few weeks out from the tournament and all that. I mean, is there a team that's, you know, kind of, I don't want to say buried in the odds, but is there a team at a number that you like with an opportunity to maybe, you know, go far, Final Four, even make it all the way to the end and win it all?
Sure. I bet Gonzaga Monday or Tuesday at 60 to 1. I think that price is a slap in the face. And remember, this is a team late November is 15 to 1. They've had some injuries. They've gotten some guys back. They've changed a couple of things rotationally. I think Gonzaga could go to the Final Four. And, you know, that market's going to be, let's see, Gonzaga right now to go to the Final Four is 14 to 1. That's a really good bet, I think. And the good thing about that bet, Bulldog, is if they go to the Elite Eight, you can hedge and you win no matter what. They don't need to go. They just have to get close. And they've gone to the Sweet 16 9 straight years. That you know, people don't want to bet that team because of what they've seen, but when everybody's saying the same thing, you got to go the other way. 14 to 1 Final Four on Gonzaga, that's a really, really silly price.
Not to mention George Mason, Sam.
Yeah, I BetMGM was like, you prick, when I made that bet. You know, because they had 500 to 1, and they let me bet $50, and then they cut the price in half. I know they weren't happy with me on that one, but don't hang a bad number, and I won't bet it.
Yeah, sorry. You guys will be back. You'll survive.
Right. The house will probably be
not
fine.
Not happy though, because right. I got the wheel. You know when you get the wheel and it's like you're under review. I'm like, uh-oh, the feds are here. You know, but I mean, that team is really good. And you know who their head coach is? The point guard of the team that went to the Final Four in 06. So that storyline will be crammed down your throat if they make a run.
Culture. Thank you, Sam. Enjoy your weekend.
All right, gentlemen.
Sam Panayotovich, Fridays at 3:30 Eastern on WGR, the host of Bet Sweats, Odyssey Sports, Bet Sweats, or BetMGM Insider. Insider calls presented by BetMGM. For all your betting needs, check out the newly rebranded BetMGM Network on the Odyssey app. Paul will join us at 4, back to the hockey tournament and the state of the Sabres here almost halfway through their break. They play next Saturday at home against the Rangers. Mike Schopen, the Bulldog, at 803-0550. This is WGR.
This President's Day, upgrade the look of your home without breaking your budget. Save up to 50% site-wide on brand new window treatments now at Blinds.com. Blinds.com, the number one online retailer of custom window treatments, is the better way to give your home the presidential treatment. Blinds.com makes it easy with free virtual consultations on your schedule and samples delivered directly to your door, fast and free. Choose from trending woven wood shades or upgrade to motorized. Blinds.com has everything and more, all with upfront pricing and no hidden fees. Need help with installation? Blinds.com can handle it for you. Or DIY with expert guidance from our design pros. With over 25 million windows covered and our 100% satisfaction guarantee, you can count on Blinds.com to deliver results you'll love. Shop Blinds.com's President's Day Mega Sale right now and save up to 50% site-wide, plus a free professional measure. Up to 50% off site-wide at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Do you know about the true crimes that inspired a Bruce Springsteen album? Or the murders AC/DC was blamed for? How about Taylor Swift's violent stalkers? Or the suspicious deaths of Brittany Murphy and River Phoenix? These stories and more are told in the Disgraceland podcast, hosted by me, Jake Brennan, every Tuesday, where I dive deep into subjects from the dark side of music history and entertainment. So follow and listen to Disgraceland on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.